House Republicans in Salem have got a hot new theory for Oregon's economic revival. The Republicans aim to help the jobless little guy by opening 800,000 acres of Oregon's rural lands to urban development. You should think of the GOP as merely the monkey in this assault on Oregon's celebrated land use law. The Oregon grinder is the real estate lobby. With the realtors' help, the Republican-controlled House sent House Bill 2689 to the Senate, where it awaits possible floor action. Follow me closely on the logic of this bill. We have the highest jobless rate in the nation, see, because we don't have enough shovel-ready industrial sites to attract new companies to Oregon. Forget those shovels. We need some pooper scoopers. Companies aren't avoiding Oregon because land is unavailable. They're avoiding us because they read Doonesbury. Children of their employees can't get a full school year here. The school year they would experience is being stripped of auxiliary programs. And the only relief in sight is the governor's hope to do something about it in 3 to 4 years. When did a shortage of ready-to-develop industrial land kill Oregon's economy, please? Not in the mid-80s or 90s. That era saw an economic boom. And all that time, Oregon's land use law protected us from sprawling urban development. Ironically, a citizen task force appointed by Governor Ted Kulongoski is already at work examining Oregon's industrial land needs. Another task force, this one created by the 2001 legislature, concluded that land use laws are not an economic development problem in Oregon. Its work gave rise to Senate Bill 467, a consensus bill that would identify 25 certified, market-ready industrial sites located inside urban growth boundaries that could be developed if the state would help local governments finance the necessary work. But of course, this falls short of the rural land rush championed by the real estate lobby and their Republican allies. But what the bill's backers won't tell you is this. Sprawl usually means higher costs to local government. A 1995 study by the American Farmland Trust showed that in non-sprawl environments, incoming residents pay their own way in municipal services. But in a sprawl environment, a new resident costs existing taxpayers $123 a year in services. But House Republicans insist they oppose higher taxes. Where's that pooper scooper? This is Les O'Coin.